now begin with our opening hymn number 901. Our first reading for this, the celebration of the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, comes from the book of Jeremiah, the very first chapter. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." The Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. Our epistle lesson for today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 13. "I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have a prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching. For his word possessed authority, and in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of it, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. You may be seated as we now continue with our sermon hymn number 842. Thank you. grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's been an interesting winter so far, hasn't it? I mean, really, it's been interesting. I mean, we had to cancel church not once, but twice. The first time, because we got almost a foot of snow, about 10.5 inches out here by my house. That's what I measured. That's a lot of snow. And then, not a week later, we didn't get quite that much. We got about 4 or 5 inches. But then we had 35-mile-an-hour winds causing the snow to go everywhere, causing blizzard-like conditions. So we had to cancel yet again. And then just a week ago, from really today and last Tuesday, we had crippling cold. The kind of cold that makes people up north shudder thinking about how cold it was. And that's what we had right here. But then this past Sunday, we go from crippling cold to pretty much 50 degrees. And all that snow that was still there, that snow that was left over, it started to melt. And you know, all those things that we had kind of forgotten about, they all kind of came back. You know, that road we forgot was there came back. The sidewalk that we didn't think we were ever going to see again, there it came right back. And yes, even for me, some of those leaves that I never did quite get to in the fall, they're still there. They didn't go away. The snow covered them. You see, because they never really came back. They'd never really gone. The snow just covered them up. I couldn't see them. They were always there, but I couldn't see them. The text for tonight, the gospel lesson, is one of those texts that we love to read. We absolutely love to read a text like our gospel lesson. I mean, we see Jesus going out on his ministry and healing people. Everywhere he goes, he heals people. Luke, the writer of our gospel, he seems to emphasize this a lot, probably due, at least in part, because he was a physician. He tried to heal people. But now to see the healer in action, to know what Jesus did, that even by his very touch he would heal them, by his very words he would cast out demons and rebuke them and stop them from talking, and just by even touching his garments, people would walk away without disease. At times he wouldn't even have to be there, but just to speak the word, and the person would be healed. The fever lifted up and away. The ailment gone. We love to read texts like this. Especially in our own worlds. You see, because when we look up and we see our own worlds, we don't necessarily always see this kind of image. We see darkness. We see the disease. We see the ailments. We see death. It's a darkness. And in our gospel lesson for today, we see Jesus as a light. A light in the midst of darkness. A light shining so bright that the darkness cannot contain it. Shining forth and breaking the darkness. Shining forth and breaking down diseases and ailments and problems. So we love to see a text like this. We love to see the kingdom of God, as Jesus calls it, breaking forth. The kingdom of God breaking forth. But you know, darkness hides things. It's only in the light that those things are revealed. Much like snow on a 50-degree day, as the snow melts and begins to melt away, you begin to see all of those things that were there. You see, we're seeing the light of our Savior come down to his own creation. What he made, what he created. And as he does it, the original intention of creation is coming into view, and you can finally see it. Our God created us to have life. Our God created us not to get ill or to get sick or to die, but to live and to be healthy. The fall of man, the fall into darkness that made it impossible for us to see. And so in our text, we see a glimpse, just a glimpse, of what our world is to be like, what it should have been like, and what it is like in the light of our Savior, in the light of our Savior Jesus Christ. This past Sunday, this past Monday, we had decent temperatures. And I saw a lot of things, you know, the sun for, well, not very long this past week. We got a little bit of sun. You know what I didn't see, though, is I didn't see the trees running. I didn't see green grass. Even with the snow melting and going away, I didn't see a lot of green grass and growing. I didn't plant my garden. And I didn't see anybody else planting either. It was just a glimpse. It was just a glimpse of what we look forward to in spring, of what we look forward to in summer. Just a glimpse of what is to come. And ultimately, this is also what our text points to. A glimpse of what we have to look forward to. Because that is what we look forward to. We look forward to eternal life in the light of our Savior. We look forward to eternal life won for us through what Jesus Christ has done. That he went to the cross, sacrificed himself to pay the price for sin. All sin, your sin, my sin. All the sin that brings us into darkness, and that through faith in him, he promises eternal life, but not just any eternal life. Eternal life where we bask in the light of our Savior, the light that scatters the darkness. No more sin, no more disease, no more death. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, as Jesus after Jesus ascends into heaven, in John 14, Jesus tells us he now goes to prepare a place for us, a place for you, a place for me. And this is what we look forward to, a place in the light of our Savior, a place in the light that scatters the darkness, a place in the light of Jesus, in his name. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now confess our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which is found in the back inside cover of your hymnals. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our service now continues on page 233. Especially those who worship your name here at St. John's, including the glass, token, and golden families. that we may walk in the light of your truth and finally attain the light of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon all your servants. Assure them of your mercy. Deliver them from the temptations of the evil one and give them patience and comfort. Continue to bless their recovery through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, please be with the families who mourn the loss of loved ones. Especially we pray for the family and friends of Bob Rush. Place your gentle arms around them and ever remind them that Robert and Bob now rest in the arms of his Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord God of hosts, stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces of our country. We especially pray for Travis Banks, Allison Barth, Charles Barth, Madeline Barth, Nicholas Barth, Drew Brown, Nathan Payne, Ian Kruger, Abby Lutz, Ben Lutz, Derek Lutz, Stephen Watts, and Tanner Zach. Support all the armed forces in times of war and in times of peace. Give them courage and loyalty. Grant that in all things they may serve with integrity and with honor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.